Blog Talk Radio.
This is Carol Ann Parisi. It is time to awaken to empowerment. We are your source for hope with conscious solutions for these tumultuous transitional times. When humanity surges with uncontrolled uncertainty, doubt, and fear, hey, you know what? You're in the right place because we're going to bring sanity back to the craziness. Is your life not everything you want it to be? Do you ask yourself, what am I here for? And isn't there more to life than this? How did I end up here? What do I have to do to make the change? And what are my solutions to create my ideal life? You know what? It is your time. Your ideal life is waiting. It's time to awaken your consciousness. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to take your life from transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free and have that paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, and empowerment. Let's get right to it and create our ideal life. Today is Faithful Fortitudinal Fearless Friday. Yeah, baby. Yeah, I'm stoked today because it is a gorgeous day out. We've got a great show planned for you. We're getting into our Law of Attraction big time with James Allen and all of our other timeless truths. Sages. So it's just great. So thank you for joining me here. This is Carol Parisi, and this is going to be the quickest half hour that you've ever gone through. It's going to be like you're going through the space-time continuum in a time warp, right? Today is Friday, so we're going to just really focus in on our events and all of the things that we are talking about. The Simple Science of Success, 100 days. So here is principle number 16, and that's to do things in order. If you were making sandwich, you would do it in order. First slice of bread, then fillings and seasonings, then the other slice. It wouldn't make sense to change that order. Even if you really like mustard, you wouldn't put that down first. See, when we are pursuing our goals, however we see the steps we want to take, and sometimes try to skip the steps that are less exciting, but stepping out of order is ultimately frustrating, futile, and it's going to waste a lot of time. So take your goals one at a time. Appreciate the process as you move forward. Otherwise, you won't. So, I'm really excited. And I'm also excited because I'm going to be taking some time off here at the end of the month. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm going to go spend some time writing. But 7 out of 10 people who are satisfied with their careers express a strong sense of order and appreciation for the different phases of a career and the progression at this point. So, now, didn't we discuss this in our principles, the 8 pillars of success? And there's order to things. But we'll get into that after we read our October 14th morning meditation. Yeah, medication, it's like medication. You don't need medication, you just need meditation. Be holistically full of life and its great principles. So speaking of self-control, one is so easily misunderstood. It should not be associated with a destructive repression, but with a constructive expression. So self-control is not a destructive repressing of your feelings, but it's a constructive expression. That's beautiful, right? A man is happy, wise, and great in the measure that he controls himself. He's wretched and foolish and mean in the measure that he allows his animal nature to dominate his thoughts and actions. Look at Donald Trump. He is such an awesome man. If he could just deploy self-discipline and self-control he'd have this thing in the bag against criminal. What difference does it make? Benghazi, Butcher, Hillary Clinton. Come on. Think about that. But I think that's what's really turning us off is that, you know, he's all this stuff and, you know, really can't control your little Twitter fingers. Get over it, dude. Get buck up. He needs to listen to our show. Although I do admire all the millions he's made because, you know what? You can make millions and billions of dollars. You do something right. You know how to make this thing work for you. So that's what we're. I'm seeking abundance and wealth with love and empowerment, man. All right. So enough of that. Let's keep. Man is happy and wise. He who controls himself controls his life, his circumstances, and his destiny. Bada bing. Yeah. Let's control our destiny. Wherever he goes, he carries his happiness with him as an abiding possession. Renunciation precedes regeneration. The permanent happiness which men seek in dissipation, excitement, and abandonment to unworthy pleasures is found only in life which reverses all of this. The life of the self-control. See, I control my shopping. That's my big thing is, you know, buying all the stuff that I don't need. And actually, in all honesty, I was at a store yesterday, and I bought not anything, nothing zip, just went to go look. So that was actually good. All right, selfishness, the root of the tree of evil, and all suffering derives its nourishment from the dark soil of ignorance. Yes, selfish people are ignorant. Selfish people don't even know they're being selfish sometimes. They're just so wrapped up in their own brains. The rich and the poor alike suffer for their own selfishness, and none escape. The rich have their particular sufferings as well as the poor. Moreover, the rich are continually losing their riches. The poor are continually acquiring them. Huh? The poor man of today is the rich man of tomorrow, and vice versa. Fear also follows men like a great shadow. For the man who obtains and holds by selfish force will always be haunted by a feeling of insecurity and will continually fear its loss. Will a poor man who is selfishly seeking or coveting material riches will be harassed by the fear of destruction? And one and all who live in this underworld of strife are overshadowed by one great fear and fear of death. Each individual suffers by virtue of his own selfishness. Interesting. Yes. Thought for the evening. Each individual suffers by virtue of his own selfishness. That's so true. Law, not confusion, is the dominating principle in the universe. Justice, not injustice, is the soul and substance of life. And righteousness, not corruption, is the molding and moving force and spiritual government of the world. This being so, man has but the right himself to find that the universe is right. When I am pure, I shall have solved the mystery of life. I shall be sure when I am free from hatred, lust, and strife. I am in truth, and truth abides in me. I shall be safe and sane and wholly free when I am pure. So there you go. That is, I would say there you go, because that's there you go for today. Tomorrow we're going to have October 15th meditation. So it's going to be outstanding. We'll see if I'm really going to be taking this time off. I'd like to, but maybe I could work some things out, you know. Let's get into, I'm going to have a sneeze here, so let's get into some of our neuroscience protocols. These are really interesting and profoundly deep. And yesterday we were talking about stepping outside your comfort zone and doing things that you wouldn't normally do, and that's going to help you create your ideal life and create your biggest and best and boldest life. So, you got to stretch yourself. You got to stretch yourself. You got to do things you never thought you could do. You got to be things and have things you never thought you could have, okay? This is how you're going to step into your dreams. This is how you are going to create your ideal life, your divine destiny. This is how you're going to get from point A to point B, is that you got to stretch yourself. So this is the first principle. We've been talking about this. You got to get those goals in your brain sifted and sorted, and then you've got to write them down. Do you know you have a much better chance of achieving your goals by simply writing them down? Really, truly, studies have shown that this simple act, and I know we've said this before, but repetition is the mother of success, right? Studies have shown the simple act of taking the time to write down your goals will dramatically increase the likelihood of you achieving those goals so you can create your ideal life, okay? 83% of Harvard graduates, Mark McCormick, this guy wrote a book, Success Secrets, and in his newsletter, Success Secrets is a newsletter, I'm sorry, 83% of Harvard school graduates had no goals, and 10 years after graduation, 14% had goals, but none in writing. The remaining 3% had written goals. The result of this study, those who wrote their goals down were earning 10 times as much as the group with no goals. Even 14% whose goals were not in writing were earning 3 times as much as those graduates had no goals at all. It is therefore important to write down the goals that you want to achieve. Simply by writing it all out, you are stepping into your future. So start writing and writing and writing and do it now. And, you know, if you're working with other people and you're collaborating, you need to write it down. If you don't know where you're going, you're going to end up someplace else. Yogi Berra said that. So let's start getting with the program and writing our goals down. And we've got to go ahead and, you know, we've got to conceive it in our mind first. That's how we're creating these neural pathways. You've got to start creating in your mind and thinking about what you want and visualizing where you want to be. Then you start writing things down. So write down all you will achieve and manifest in the next year. It's a critical step to accelerate your results, okay? And it's just, it's part of the law of attraction in this manifestation process. Just take a piece of blank paper and write at the top, you know, my life, you know, 30 days from now, my life 60 days from now, my life 90 days from now, my life 180 days from now, my life 1 year from now. And begin listing your accomplishments and your goals and everything you want to do, be, and become. Write it all out one by one. One by one, just take the time, write it out. Have a plan, but be flexible, because once you create, you've got this all written down. It's time to, like, start putting some action and some legs to that. So you need to go ahead and create your action plan. Create your action plan and start taking that action. So you get that plan, and it doesn't have to be perfect, okay? Let's say an example is you want to make, you know, $50,000 in the next 6 months, right? Well, think about things that you could possibly do to happen. It's amazing the doors that will open up for you, okay? Start being a possibility thinker and seer. See, once you start setting your goals and you put stuff down on paper, it really does get your juices flowing. It starts getting that manifestation process in its creative mode. So all of a sudden, ideas will start popping into your mind, and opportunities will start showing up right on your doorstep there. So all of a sudden, you'll start meeting people that you would have never met, and it's just an amazing process. You've got to trust the process. You've got to trust the process. You've got to believe. Believe is the superpower key to a lot of this, too. Because you go through all this with a still that negative subconscious, superconscious mind, and if you keep taking that superconscious mind and superseding your desires and results, you're still going to get the same thing. So you've got to go ahead and really just tap in, write this down, believe it to be true, day by day, you know, day by day, hour by hour, just be that change. A big change is going to really occur in your life. And it's sometimes, you know, all of this is going to force you to change directions, okay? But sometimes that new path may not be so easy, and that's where you're going to get into that uncomfort zone. But you can be absolutely certain that there is going to, your goal can be on the other side of that path. You may not see it. So you can absolutely be certain that there are going to be things and people that you would have never experienced otherwise, and it's going to enrich your life in ways that you'll never know. So step out and be fearless. Today is Fearless Friday, right? So we got to just overcome fear by faith and actually just stepping out into your passion and your purpose. Don't look back on negative things. Don't even, you know, don't think about the negative unless you think about the way it has actually helped you and served you. That is the only way you need to look back on things. Go, you know what, hey, I did this, you know, 10 years ago, and it stunk at the time I was going through it, but if I never did that, I would have never done this or achieved that. How many stories do we all have? It's called failing forward, man. That's what I call it. So be the big change. You could do it. You could do whatever you set your mind and your heart to. Excuse me. Sorry, just allergy season here. So focus on what you can change, not what you can't. Huge principle. keep moving forward in faith, and believe that something good is going to be coming, okay? Something good is going to be coming. Is it that relationship, that business, that house? And you wanted it and you didn't get it. Well, you know what? The universe, God is telling you, maybe, you know what? That's not good enough for you. It didn't match your dream. So maybe it's, you know, telling you you've got a little patient. There's learning there. Maybe it's also telling you something better, and there's something out there that's more worthy of you. So something better is coming, so allow yourself to be excited and keep your dream. And get excited, prepare for all this good that is coming your way. And you are going to be profoundly joyful when you see, you know, this. And use your imagination, because the power of your imagination it cannot be compared to. You know, where it comes from, nobody really seems to know. You know, there's a lot of brain surgeons that have sliced the brains open, and they've never seen a picture or a thought. They've not ever seen any of these things. Imagination certainly is no more an exclusive property of the brain than an arm, a leg, or a stomach. Thinking is performed by brain, but it really comes from your soul. So your eternal striving, knowledge, and capacity. The most important thing about your life is to be always resolved that you can do better, okay? And to imagine your life better, visualize, it will help you to create your ideal life, and there ain't nothing wrong with living in the ideal when you're creating it. So we have our six pillars now. I don't know how much time we have left here, probably another 15 minutes or so. So we have our six pillars, and today's sixth pillar is sincerity, okay? And it says here, human society is held together by its sincerity. A universal falseness would beget a universal mistrust, which would bring about universal separation, if not destruction. Can you say it with me? Politics, our political process. I'm going to read that again. A universal falseness begets a universal mistrust, which brings about universal separation. If that is not our political climate, if that does not describe it to a T, how prophetic. And if it said bring about separation, if not destruction. Ha-ha. Look at what is happening to the great United States of America. I really hope that we don't have to talk about the late great United States of America. So life is made sane, wholesome, and happy by our deep-rooted belief in one another. If we did not trust men, we could not transact business with them. We could not even associate with them. Shakespeare's Timon shows the wretched condition of a man who, through his own folly, has lost all faith in the sincerity of human nature. He cuts himself from the company of all men and finally commits suicide. Oi. See, you got to surround yourself with soulful people, too. Emerson has something to the effect that if the trust system were withdrawn from commerce, society would fall to pieces. That system being an indication of the universal confidence men placed in each other. Business commonly supposed by short-sighted and foolish to be all fraud and deception based on great trust. A trust that men meet and fulfill their obligations. Payment is not asked until goods are delivered, and the fact and the continuance of this system for the ages proves that most men do pay their debts and have no wish to avoid such payment. Back to all of its shortcomings, human society rests on strong belief of truth, its fundamental note in sincerity. Its great leaders are all men of superlative sincerity, and their names and achievements are not allowed to perish. Approve that virtue of sincerity is admired by all the race. Sincerity and trustworthiness, how about it? It's easy for the insincere. Here, let's go back here. This is really good. It's easy for the insincere to imagine that everybody is like themselves and to speak of the rottenness of society. The rotten thing can endure age after age, for it's not everything yellow to the jaundiced eye. People who cannot see anything good in the constitution of human society should overhaul themselves. Their trouble is near home. they call good evil. They have dwelt cynically and peevishly on evil till they cannot see good. And everything and everybody appears evil. Society is rotten from the top to bottom. I heard a man say recently, and he asked me, I did not think so. I replied that I should be sorry to think so, that while society had many blemishes, it was a sound at the core and contained within itself the seeds of perfection. So, you know what? That's the thing. Sincerity. Sincerity is a good thing. You know, do what you say. Say what you mean. Not give people BS. Man, how about it? Wow. Huh. This is amazing. Society indeed is a sound man who's paying a part of accomplishment of entirely selfish ends could not long prosper. So, you know what? If you're going to be a turd, eventually it's going to catch up to you. And it says here, a man of profound sincerity is a great moral force, and there is no force, not even the highest intellectual force, that can compare with it. Men are powerful and influenced according to the soundness and perfection of their sincerity. Morality and sincerity are closely bound up together, and where sincerity is lacking, morality is power lacking also, for insincerity undermines other virtues. Falseness is so despicable. Ain't that the truth? Don't you just hate phony people? You got to be so real. You know, we need to have things ring true, and it's important. So here, beautiful traits adorn the mind of the sincere man, and their simplicity, attractiveness, penetration, and power. Simplicity means naturalness. It's being without fake or foreign adornment, while all things in nature are so beautiful because they're natural. So, you know, I mean, I'm a big makeup wearer, and I like to wear fancy clothes, but you know what? You also got to be just comfortable in your own skin. So, you know, that unconscious simplicity is a beautiful thing. You know, nature is a beautiful thing. Get back to nature, you know. You can totally relate, and it'll help you return to simplicity. Attractiveness is the direct outcome of simplicity. And you can see the attractiveness in all natural objects. So that's a pretty cool thing, beauty. Natural beauty, and I'm not talking about aesthetically looking, obviously. Leaders among men, by the power of their sincerity, attract people, and the measure of their sincerity, you can see how wise someone is. So, you know, be real, be sincere. You know, all shams are unveiled, you know. People want that sincere person. You could see the trickster cannot look at you in the eye and be honest. You can see through their heart. those sleazy people are snakes, okay? They're not real. And then people that are really negative and suspicious, they're really their own, they're negative people. They're the ones that can't be trusted. Those are the insincere people. Power goes with penetration, so knowledge is always power, but knowledge of nature actions is superlative power, and he who possesses it presents to all hearts and modifies actions for good. A sincere man stamps his character upon all that he does and upon all the people with whom he comes in contact with. So he speaks the right word in season, and you know what? You could just tell. Money cannot purchase the priceless jewels of character. So strong pillar of sincerity is power to one who's just a really completely good person and to help build their temple of prosperity. And it will, it's timeless truth. It says its walls will now crumble, its rafters will not decay, its roof will not fall in, it will stand. And this will help build your temple of prosperity. And that was number six. And we have eight, and we've discussed the eight. And the eight are energy, economy, integrity, system, sympathy, and we discussed sincerity today. The seventh pillar is impartiality, and the eighth pillar is self-reliance. Now, we said this is to build our temple, the eight pillars of prosperity. And some of this, I mean, it's old school, but it makes so much sense once you unpack it and you could discuss it. So our first pillar, energy, you know, energy has the four principles in it that we've discussed. Everything is energy. And energy, the characteristics are promptitude, vigilance, industry, and earnestness. Those are important. And the second pillar is economy. And economy is not wasting, but being moderate. In fact, the four pillars of an economy are moderation, efficiency, resourcefulness, and originality. Okay, so, and then there's the third pillar, and that third pillar is integrity. And integrity is held by the elements of honesty, fearlessness, purposefulness, and invincibility. So all of these things help to build a strong human, you know, industrious, productive, creative individual. And then systems are great things. Systems are readiness, recurrency, utility, and comprehensiveness. So those four pillars are your base pillars. And then the other four pillars are the ones that we've started unpacking. Sympathy was the sixth one, and that's kindness, generosity, gentleness, and insight. And then the seventh one is, we got number seven, which we just discussed today, and sincerity, and that's simplicity, attractiveness, penetration, and power. So all of these things, we're going to unpack more tomorrow, and all of these things are really going to lead us to help create our ideal life. And repetition. It helps to develop your neuro cells, your brain cells. And the more you develop these things, the more you believe, the more you become, and the more things will start being attracted to you. And truly, I hope you get so much value out of this show every day. I get value out of doing it. And I'm going to start promoting it a little more. I'm starting to get this clarity, which is what we say here on our Awaken to Empowerment show, is clarity is power. So you've got to create your own power. Write those goals down. Write them down. Start visualizing. Believe that you can. And believe is like that superpower. That's the thing. The belief part takes you to a different level where you never even, thought you could be. So belief really helps to do that. And, we're also talking about creating your goals and your dreams. Tomorrow we're going to go unpack that a little more and find out how some of these opportunities can start landing in your lap, and, these ideas will be popping into your mind, and you'll be able to really create your ideal life. But really tap into your imagination today. Go sit out in nature and start, really sincerely feeling and becoming all of these things. And, you will be able to go ahead and get these things, but you got to believe, okay? Belief will take you places. And you know what? The difference between lucky and quote-unquote unlucky is the belief. The lucky people are just the ones that have become extremely successful and rich and prosperous and famous or whatever else. It's because they believe in their own abilities. So there is power in your own belief. And, all of your thoughts, all of this stuff is useless if you don't believe. So don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Create your ideal life. Back here every day that we're here. We have the show. Download the podcast. I listen to them again. I hope to serve you better and better every day. I constantly look for new and encouraging information and try to bring it to you in the cleanest, concise way to help you to awaken to empowerment, to create that ideal life with ideal life systems, and just put the systems into practice. And we're going to be back here tomorrow. Stop believing. Believe in your energy. Believe in your power. You can do it. And just keep telling yourself, yes, I can, okay? So thank you for joining me, Carol Ann Parisi, your transformation diva here on Awaken to Empowerment. We'll catch you back here next time. Love you. Love and